Welcome, America. Fasten your seatbelts. This is the Jay Sheldon Show.
Biden bucks. Starbucks. A cold beer. And some good cops. Welcome to the Jay Sheldon Show. Happy Monday. Monday's here. We made it. We got through another day. Oh, my goodness. We got through another weekend. How was your weekend? Mine was okay. Not bad. Got a little work putzing around the house. Not much going on. Not a whole lot happening. And I hope yours was great. Thank you for popping by. Thank you for following the show. Got some new followers out there. Appreciate you guys very much. Thank you. It's easy to do. You just sign up for a free Rumble account. It's free. Costs you nothing. We don't spam your inbox. And when you do that, you can take part in our live chat, which we're always taking an eye in and reacting to during the show. You can also follow the show. That's the little green oval button down there that says follow. Do that, please. Helps the show out a lot and costs you nothing. And that's it. That's what we're all about. So we got all that and more coming up this morning on the Jay Sheldon Show. Biden bucks is, man, I'm telling you, it just gets better and better, or in this case, worse and worse. Our show brought to you by the good folks at a good American company, Blackout Coffee. Mm-mm. Time for you to be awake, not woke. Start your day with a hot, fresh America First cup of Blackout Coffee. It is fresh brewed, fresh roasted. You will get these beans, you will grind them up, and you will make yourself the best coffee you've ever had. Always full-bodied, full-flavored, never bitter. Look, I love my Blackout Coffee. They are a huge part of my day. I probably drink 5, 6, 7 cups every day. And they are a company that backs up people like you, hardworking Americans, you and me. They support our troops, our first responders. They love this country, which is awesome. But they love making amazing coffee, more importantly than anything. And they do a great job. They use premium-grade coffee beans from local co-ops, American farmers, and then only after you order do they roast your beans within 48 hours and ship them right out immediately. So another two, three days maybe to get to your doorstep. Within less than a week, you've got a fresh roasted bag of the best coffee beans you can get. And you can avoid the line at the stores, order online. The folks at Blackout Coffee ship within 48 hours of roasting your beans. Do me a favor, check out Blackout Coffee. Just buy a single bag. That's all you got to do. Blackout Coffee. And you grab yourself a bag, give it a try. Covert Cold Brew. Pitch Black Espresso, one of my favorites. Morning Reaper, Brutal Awakening. Smooth Finish. They've got a special going on right now for Mother's Day. Dark Chocolate Mama Bear. Yummy. Listen to this. Let me just take an extra minute here. We want to take a moment and acknowledge some of America's hardest working warriors. They're the ones who keep the family together, fed, loving each other. Yes, we're talking about American moms. Mother's Day, one of our most cherished holidays here at Blackout Coffee. It's the mothers out there that need the extra boost of premium coffee to get you through the day. Every year, we create a limited edition roast just for moms. It's our way of saying thank you and making sure those early mornings and late nights don't bring down these essential warriors. There you go. Both beans and pods available. They have coffee pods also if you use pods. So check that out. That's not a bad idea. Maybe get your mom a nice bag of Mother's Day dark chocolate Mama Bear coffee beans. Man, this stuff is good. Signature blends, other flavored coffees, including chocolate cherry, cinnamon French roast. Hey, be sure and use the link in our show notes to get over to Blackout Coffee. Make your order. When you do it, check out. Use the promo code J20 for 20%. Off your first order, 20% off your first order with Blackout Coffee and the promo code J20. Blackout Coffee, so proud to have them part of this show because they are an American company that supports you and I and our beliefs. Okay, let's jump into it, shall we?
Shall we?
Oh, man. Biden bucks. Biden bucks. This is from John Solomon's site, Just the News. He's got a great site over there. It is a great source for you to get just the facts, just the news. The federal government is working with left-wing groups to implement Biden bucks. And that is according to public records. The executive order for Biden bucks, based on an initiative by the progressive group Demos. One of the key topics being pushed is having felons restoring their voting rights. Felons. Felony disenfranchisement is voter suppression. These people lost their right to vote when they committed and were convicted of a felony. But the feds are working with left-wing groups to implement these Biden bucks programs. Biden bucks is President Biden's executive order to turn as many federal agencies as possible into get-out-the-vote centers across the country. Department of Justice, working with left-wing groups to determine how to implement their executive order to use the federal government to register voters. That began after one of the groups aided the Biden admin in creating the whole executive order. March of 2021, just a couple months after he was sworn in, signed the executive order 14019, referred to by critics as Biden bucks, which alludes to the phrase Zucker bucks. We all know about that. 400 million from Zuckerberg, funneled through left-leaning nonprofits to turn out the Democratic vote back in 2020, stolen election. According to the executive order, the head of each agency will evaluate ways in which the agency can, as appropriate and consistent with applicable law, promote voter registration and voter participation, including soliciting and facilitating approved nonpartisan third-party organizations and state officials. Biden bucks came to notice when the Center for Tech and Civic Life poured about $350 million into local election offices managing the 2020 elections. Most of those funds donated by Zuckerberg, then became known as Zuckerbucks. House Republican investigation found less than 1% of those funds, $350 million, less than 1% were spent on personal protective equipment. Most of the fund raised were focused on get-out-the-vote efforts and registrations in Democratic-leaning areas. All that money poured into Democrats. Heritage Foundation's oversight project got a hold of some public records. The DOJ had a listening session with multiple non-government organizations regarding the implementation of Biden bucks. Heritage found every NGO participant whose political donation history or party affiliation could be identified was Democrat, except for one member who is a member of the Green Party. AFL-CIO, AFSCME, American Civil Liberties Union, Anti-Defamation League, Black Voters Matter, Brennan's Center for Justice at NYU, Common Cause, Democracy Fund, Demos, United and Citizens, the Fair Elections Center. It goes on and on and on. Every one of these left-leaning, Democrat-supporting organizations. Unbelievable. Also during the listening session, Campaign Legal Center's representative said, "We are concerned about BOP's focus on voter registration only, and only on individuals from Maine, Vermont, and D.C. Felons in Puerto Rico are eligible to vote. In Mississippi, you don't lose your right to vote for federal convictions. Alabama also has some eligibility." And they want to take that and make that the case everywhere. They're trying. The plan includes direct federal agencies to provide voter registration services, strengthen the Department of Justice's enforcement of and guidance on voting rights statutes, support the Election Assistance Commission in its efforts to strengthen access to voting and voter registration. Get this, create an Office of Democracy and Civic Innovation inside the White House. Man. Oh, strengthen the U.S. Postal Service's ability to deliver election mail and other critical mail to all Americans. Hey, Marilyn. All right. Good to have you along, praise the Lord. Unbelievable. The whole article from Just the News is in our show notes tonight. You can check it out. Click the link. You want to read more? Read it. Check it out. Get pissed off. Do something about it. Call your representatives. Let them know how you feel. It's the only thing that's going to make a change besides the most important thing you do, and that's vote. Vote yourself. Take your friends to the polls. Friends of your friends. Vote, vote, vote. Legal experts call revelation a serious violation. A Trump whodunit. Prosecutors admit that key evidence in the documents case have been tampered with. Not kidding. Special Counsel Jack Smith in a stunning admission. His team is admitting the key evidence in former President Donald Trump's classified documents criminal case was altered or manipulated since it had been seized by the FBI. What? Yeah, not kidding. They admitted it. And that prosecutors misled the court about it for a period of time. Altered the evidence and misled the court. They admitted it. This could prove to be a huge problem for the prosecutors. Also, not to mention a violation of the rules of the court. Smith's team said the order of documents in some of the boxes of memos that were seized by the FBI team from Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate was altered or jumbled, leaving two different chronologies. One that was digitally scanned, and another that was the physical order in the boxes. Since they were seized and stored, appropriate personnel have had access in several reasons, including to comply with orders issued by the court in the civil proceedings for investigative purposes. Some boxes where the order of items within the box is not the same as the associated scans. In a footnote, they also concluded that it misled the court about the problem by previously declaring the evidence had remained in the exact state it had been seized, when they knew it was not. There's actually a link in the story to the filing itself, so you can actually read the actual filing. Smith's team tried to downplay the problem, of course, argued it's not a reason for a delay in Trump's case. Prominent defense attorney Tim Parlatore, who worked on Trump's team earlier in the classified documents case, no longer involved, but he said this admission is stunning on multiple levels. At a deeper level, the loss of specific document locations is a destruction of exculpatory evidence. I went through all the boxes, and the document order was important because it was clear to us the boxes had been untouched since leaving the White House. Now, not the case. This is a mess over an already completely farcical case. And it's just getting worse. But you have a biased judge who is just going to let this farce continue. More of the government overstepping its bounds. Automakers, this is scary, folks. This is, think about this. Automakers have confirmed warrantless location data. Your data as to where you are located that does not require a warrant, sharing that with U.S. agencies. Your car, if you've bought a car recently, is an absolute tracking magnet. In some cases, they can turn it on and turn it off. They can absolutely track it within meters of wherever you may be. They are no longer just tools of transportation. They are tools of surveillance. No more privacy on the street. New York's state of mind for once may be winning. New Yorkers never really cared to learn much to drive. There's usually not much need and difficult anyway. New developments in the car industry. It's all but formal collusion with a constantly surveilling government. Of course, not owning a car does not prevent you from being surveilled, obviously. You got a hand phone? Welcome to the club. In any case, as far as privacy and other civil rights are concerned, the way the automotive industry is going, cars turn from just machines to get you from A to B into potential spying machines, acting in ways that drivers, for the most part, just don't understand. It's a hard pill to swallow. There are initiatives from some lawmakers to capture the angst of truth developing around cars, freedom, autonomy. It's all slipping away. They're sucking it out. Democrat senators Ron Wyden, Edward Markey, wrote to the Federal Trade Commission regarding car manufacturing sharing data with the cops. Some arguments, however, rather narrow. But Wyden noted, as far-right politicians escalate their war on women, what? I'm especially concerned about cars revealing people who cross state lines to obtain an abortion. Ah, here we go. Volkswagen, let's see. The reality affects everybody. Toyota, Nissan, Subaru, Volkswagen, BMW, Mazda, Mercedes, Kia, all confirm they have tech in their cars, allows them to turn over location data to U.S. government-based agencies solely based on a subpoena that it, without a judge, having to sign off for an approval. Volkswagen is the only one who is the outlier, and that this company, Volkswagen, will do the same if the data is 6 days old or less. An actual warrant Volkswagen requires for any data that's older than that. You think your privacy is private? It ain't. It ain't. I thought that Texas was a pretty cool state. Got a good governor down there doing what he can to keep the border under control. Relatively conservative red state. I know it tends to leak purple a little bit, but for the most part, we're doing all right. Not in Austin. Did you see this story? This is from the Post-Millennial. Austin has moved to become a different kind of sanctuary city. It is moving to become a sanctuary city for minors seeking sex change. So, in other words, Austin will simply become the city of child abuse. Austin, Texas City Council has voted to become a sanctuary city for transgender-identifying individuals, including minors, children that are seeking sex change drugs and surgeries.
You are the doctor, they say, who can work miracles.
Hello, Kajal.
Where's my volume?
Make more money if they're legitimately blind.
Okay, sorry. Can't get past the ad. Okay. Anyway, Thursday, last week, city council members approved a resolution by a margin of 10 to 1. 10 to 1! Directing the Austin police to deprioritize the Texas law that prohibits certain treatments for transgender identifying minors as their lowest enforcement priority. What? Serious. Additionally, the resolution affirms the city will not restrict eligibility for city funding, including grants or contracts, based on a group's proclivities towards encouraging or facilitating sex change for minors. This is insane. 10 to 1 they voted. The Austin Council said, "We care about all Austinites, and we want to use our limited city resources to serve and protect all of our neighbors." No. You're simply looking to promote child abuse. That's all it is. Pure and simple. You're above 18. You're a legal adult in whatever state you live in. You do you. Knock yourself out. I personally think you're an idiot, but you do you. But when it comes to minors, kids, that is just pure and simple child abuse. That's all that is. Should be ashamed of yourself, Austin. Shame on you. Blackout coffee. Which is why another reason, I'll give you one coming up here in a second, why you ought to get yourself off the habit of popping by a Starbucks and wasting your money on brown water. You been waiting a little longer lately for your Starbucks? Well, Starbucks itself has come out and blamed somebody for that long wait. A drop in sales. I'm not kidding. Starbucks blames long customer wait times for a drop in sales. They revealed it had a decrease in coffee sales since the beginning of the year, and they blamed it on long wait times. CEO Starbucks Laxman Narasimhan said, "We have customers coming to our store today or on mobile order pay who don't fulfill their transactions because of wait times." According to the Daily Mail, he told investors Tuesday, the company expected to see slower sales to continue through spring and summer. In addition to the long wait times, high prices, decrease in customer spending habits, bad weather, and boycotts resulting from its perceived support for Israel. Wow. So the big reason is you have to wait for your coffee. Don't wait. Blackout coffee. Link in the show notes. Promo code J20. We'll give him an extra plug today. Unbelievable. We've often talked about the dystopian future. How the strange, odd dystopian is the best word for it, is going to be bad and evil and awful. Well, my friends, it's here. The dystopian future is here. We once told stories about rescuing women in distress. And now, we hand them a prescription for assisted suicide. 2 young women in the Netherlands, Jolanda Fun and Zoraya Terbeek, recently done media interviews explaining their respective decisions to pursue euthanasia, despite the fact that they are 100% physically healthy. Fun, who planned to end her life on her 34th birthday late last month, struggling with depression for years, she told The Times, "Most of the time, I just really feel shit. Sad, down, gloomy. People don't see it because that's the mask I put on, and that's what you learn to do in life." Euthanasia, assisted suicide, has been legal in the Netherlands since 2002. And Fun started exploring the possibility 2 years ago. A counselor had mentioned it to her. Some counselor. My father's sick. My mother's sick. My parents are fighting to stay alive. And I want to step out of life. Meanwhile, the other woman, Terbeek, said she plans to die by assisted suicide this month. She's autistic, suffers from depression, has a boyfriend she loves, and shares a home with her, with him and her cats. Her psych, get this. Her psychiatrist told her, there's nothing more we can do for you. It's never going to get any better. This is her psychiatrist. And those words triggered her to make a decision to end her life.
Hello, my name is Soraya and I'm 28 years old. I live in the Netherlands and recently my euthanasia request for my mental suffering got approved.
Zoraya Terbeek is 28 and she expects to be euthanized in early May. She is one of a growing number of people across the West choosing to end their lives rather than live in pain. Pain that in many cases can be treated.
It's insane. Remember I talked to you about the evil seeking its way into every little nook and cranny across the world? Not just this country. Around the world. Euthanasia has grown in popularity in the Netherlands over the past 20 years. Listen to this number. More than 9,000 Dutch people chose euthanasia in 2023. In 1 year, 9,000. Euthanasia deaths made up over 5% of all deaths last year in the Netherlands. How did we get here? How did we ever get here? Stop the world, I want to get off. And just when you see a story like that, or any other ones I've shared so far today, you wind up seeing a story about what is literally a miracle, an absolute miracle. Did you see this? Just happened. Stories are across the news. It's all over X. There is video. A preacher was giving a sermon at a church when a man stepped up to the pulpit, pulled out a handgun, and attempted to assassinate the preacher. He was giving a sermon at a church. Watch. We might have to get through an ad first.
Adam Schiff was forced to give a speech at a fancy San Francisco dinner in casual wear.
Okay, can we get past this, please?
His luggage. Schiff's car was broken into by thieves who...
We really don't want to see Adam Schiff. Okay. A pastor escaped unharmed, miraculously so, after a gunman tried to shoot him during a service at church in Western Pennsylvania. Glenn Germany, giving a sermon at Jesus Dwelling Place Church near Pittsburgh last Sunday, just yesterday, an unknown man walked up to the pastor, pointed a gun at him, and tried to shoot him. Take a look at this.
In God they chose.
Jesus! Jesus!
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. He pulled the gun, Germany said. It clicked. You heard him shoot it. God jammed the gun so the bullet didn't come out. He said he'd never seen the man before. He saw the man walking in and out of the church before positioning himself towards the front while he was speaking. He stood up, smiled at me, and it was just a smile. I started to begin to preach, and all of a sudden, from my left-hand side, I saw him move from the back to the front of the church. And he sat up in the front corner and smiled at me. He comes to right here, and all of a sudden, that's when I see him pull out the gun. All I could do was duck and get out of the way. A deacon at the church was filming the sermon. McAllister, 63 years old, rushed to the front, leaped over a railing, and tackled the gunman. Wow. Everybody was safe. Police officers arrived, arrested the man, and away we go. I'm assuming Mr. Germany continued with his sermon.
In God they chose.
Look at that. Jesus.
And he goes over the railing to try and finish the job. Thank God this deacon was there and jumped the guy. Unbelievable. But what a miracle, huh? What an absolute miracle. Wow. Hey, have you heard the latest? TikTok? You will not believe what's going viral on TikTok. A North Korean propaganda song praising Kim Jong-un is the latest crave. Oh, sure, Taylor Swift dominating the song charts. But she probably never guessed she would be getting competition from North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. The latest propaganda tune, which was released by the Communist Republic, praising Kim as a godlike leader. For God knows what reason, suddenly, this has become the next viral video. Called Friendly Father. Okay, I think that's enough. It's all they know, folks. It's all they have. And you have to smile. Give the clap. Because if you don't, they shoot you. And they shoot your whole family. If you want to see the whole thing, and I don't know why you would, but if you do, There's a link in our show notes to that story, and you can watch the whole video. It's almost 4 minutes long. Man, just relax, sit down, and have a beer. You'll be fine. But if you're gonna have a beer, make sure it's a cold one. Yes, that's a rather bad attempt at a segue between that story and this one. Do you know that there's actually science? There's a reason you are not imagining things? A cold beer tastes better. And science is backing it up. There are a few things better than after a hot day outside. An ice cold beer straight from the fridge. Little beads of condensation clustering around the bottle. First long pull just sends all the heat and humidity scurrying away for the horizon. Makes you feel like everything's gonna be just fine. Well, now it turns out there is a science reason why it tastes better cold. I'm not going to get into all the wonky science, but just the facts, the 101. The ethanol appears chain-like on a molecular level. Brings out the ethanol-like flavor. As beer becomes warm, the ethanol creates clusters, and the flavor fades, which is why we drink cold beer. Experts warn, though, there is such a thing as beer being too cold. Now, around here, about a year or two or three or four ago, one big popular thing was this. Not ice blended beer, but it was beer taken to such a point, it was like an ice blended almost. Still carbonated, but it was like a slushy, but beer. Not a good idea, apparently. Flavors and aromas in ale may be masked by the cold. So if beer is too cold, it can have the same effect and lose flavor. They say the ideal temperature is between 40 and 50 Fahrenheit. So there you go. When you're ready to serve up a beer, not hot and not too cold. 40 to 50 seems to be, as Goldilocks said, just right. All right. Speaking of just right, we do stories around here of bad cops. Sadly, there's very little end to stories about bad cops, which is why we like to show you the stories about good cops. Because for every bad cop, I gotta believe there's 40 or 50 good cops. I worked as an internal affairs detective for the Monroe County Sheriff's Office for 5 years. I've seen bad cops. I've arrested bad cops. But they're not all bad. If you're a cop, you break the law, you're going down. As you should. But honestly, people love to complain about the cops. Some people make a living out of it. Most of the time when we investigate, and we are nonpartisan when we investigate, that's why some cops don't like us. They don't understand we are there for the truth and only the truth. So if you've mucked up, you're going down. But 8 or 9 times out of 10, we're the cop's best friend. We're the guys who are going to show, and gals, who are going to show that you did not do what you've been accused of. We will find the facts. They will out. But honestly, a much higher percentage of the time, what our investigations turn out is some member of the public just whining to hear themselves whine. All right, enough about that. There are a bunch of good cops out there. And if I'm not mistaken, Boston. Two Boston police officers got a call because this fellow, who has some mental disabilities, you'll see in a minute, called 911. He called 911 because no one had wished him happy birthday, and he felt bad about that, and so did these couple of hero cops. Take a watch.
What's up, pal? How are you?
What's your name?
Chris.
Chris? I'm Frank.
Nice to meet you.
Israel. How old are you today? It's your birthday?
25.
Is it your birthday?
Yes, sir.
You're not just making that up.
Let me see.
We tried to light you candles, man, but the wind blew them out for you. But are you allergic to nuts?
Hell no.
All right.
We
got a lighter. It's just windy. Could we come inside with you?
Yeah, come in the quarter.
Yeah, could we come in the quarter?
I am one of the
ones. We're not even waking neighbors, are we? All right, man. Chris.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we're happy that you're 25. That's a big number.
How old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
Oh, we're old, man. we're about 40. He's a little younger than me.
I'm about to be 30.
There you go. Ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Chris. Happy birthday to you. There you go, brother. You want to blow him out? Make a wish. There you go.
You got it, boss.
Hey, you wish him the best birthday, okay?
All right.
You going to be all right?
Thank you so much. Yeah.
You going to be all right? You good?
Yeah, sure. Great.
You need anything else?
Nothing. This is the boy I can ask for.
All right. Don't eat it all in one sitting, all right? Take it easy, brother.
Wow. Wow. Now, to ask some good cops, took the time to make some 25-year-old guy's day, probably week or month. That is fantastic. Wow. Amazing. All right. Hey, folks, thanks so much for popping by. Thanks for joining in on the fiasco we call the Jay Sheldon Show. We got so much happening this week. It's going to be a busy one. Thanks for the follows. Thanks for the likes. Hit that like button. Thumbs up. Free for you. Helps the show out a lot. All right. We're going to close out the way we always do. Join me if you like. Heavenly Father, in the depths of my fear and anxiety, I come before your presence seeking refuge. I acknowledge the weight of my worries, and we humbly ask for your strength to cast them aside. Let your unwavering protection be our shield as we journey through life's uncertainties. We are profoundly grateful for your enduring love and constant guidance which illuminate our paths. May your peace reign in our hearts, for we place our trust in you. Amen. All right. Thanks again, folks. I will see you all tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. That would be 10 a.m. Eastern time. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You just heard the Jay Sheldon Show. Join us Monday through Friday here on Rumble. Thanks for watching.
Snort.